Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Intro. Good evening and praise God. Thank you for tuning in to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We give God all praise and honor and glory for being here. We're having just a bit of technical difficulty because our intro didn't play, but that's okay. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all praise and all honor and all glory for another opportunity to bring to you the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for your presence, and we thank God more than anything for the presence of God being here with us. And we are going to go ahead to give some time for praise and usher in the presence of the Lord with a praise song, and then we will be right back with you, our studio audience.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Hallelujah. Every praise is due to our God. He is so worthy of our praise. We just give God all the glory and all the honor. We thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in tonight to join us in this all-powerful, all-sustaining study of God's holy word. Before we begin our program, I just wanted to thank everyone that attended our women's conference. Thank you all also, too, for your patience and allowing us to have a bit of self-care time on last Monday. And we thank you for tuning back in this Monday again and joining us. Praise God. We have a guest speaker tonight that's in the house, and that's none other than Elder Maddie Green of Joe's Branch Free Will Baptist Church from Greenville, North Carolina. We know that this woman has a powerful word that God has deposited within her that she will be releasing, hallelujah, to our studio audience. Also, I just wanted to acknowledge a dear friend of ours. We had the privilege and opportunity of meeting Pastor James Baker. Pastor Baker is the CEO and founder of Grace and Truth Leadership Ministry out of North Carolina, and he has tuned in tonight, and we just thank God for this man of God. We've had the opportunity, to listen in to his program. He has a prayer program that's on every Tuesday night, praise God. And I've had the opportunity to tune in, and not only have I had the opportunity to tune in, my husband and I have spoken with him, and I will be ministering on his program on July the 12th. As well as he will be our guest on Seasons of Purpose as well. He will be ministering on July the 12th on Seasons of Purpose, and I will be ministering on his program on June the 22nd. Pastor James, if you would press 1 on your dial pad and just say hello to our listening audience. Again, we just want to thank God for you being here. Are you there?
Yes, I am. If you can hear me, I'm here and happy to be here.
Amen.
And I salute you and looking forward to what the Lord has for us tonight. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God. We give God all praise and honor and glory for you as well. And again, thank everyone that tuned in. God's grace and peace be with you and your family. We're going to go ahead and get started tonight. Pastor Jasper's going to lead us into prayer, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Elder Maddie Green. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for your protection, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your provision, Father.
Amen.
Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. You're always faithful, praise God, Lord. We thank you for your word on the hour, Lord, from the woman of God, from the man of God, Lord, from the woman of God on tonight, Father, Lord. We bless her, Lord, and just pour out into her, and pour out into us, Lord, your word of God, Lord, your word of knowledge, Lord, your wisdom, Lord, your peace of joy, your strength, Lord, that encourage us to encourage one another, Lord, on this day, Father. We thank God for your mighty grace, Lord, your favor, Lord, upon our life, Father. Thank God for your blessing. Thank God for miracle signs and wonder in our life, Father, Lord. And
yes,
your will be done, Father. We pray that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you and praise you and bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Elder Maddie Green, we're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to you tonight. Praise God.
Yes,
my sister, are you there?
History tonight. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you now. Go ahead, please.
Okay. My text would be coming from 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the 20th through the 21st verse. And it begins as, be in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and met for the master use, and prepared unto every good work. My subject is a vessel used by God. As a person started that day, there is a plan that have already been scheduled on the do's and don'ts for their entire life. No matter what our plans are, they can or might be changed because there are times when everything doesn't go as we plan. If you have learned anything from failure or how to survive with the Lord's help, then you won't look at it as it is, but as it could be. There are times in your life that makes you feel inadequate about doing certain things yourself, especially when you're about to face one of your weaknesses and you feel someone else is more qualified or they can do it better. But this doesn't mean you can't do it, or maybe it was for you to do, because something is about to happen or about to be revealed so you can grow into the next step or level physically or spiritually in order for you to move forward into an excellent way. See, as each person has an occasion to work or serve in any capacity, just do it with an humble spirit. You can never know how it can work, help you in the future. See, some plans will work out as you go through life, but there are times when it can change. Or what will you do then? See, there are times when we focus on what is going on the outside and not recognizing what's developing on the inside. See, the dictionary defines vessel as a container for holding something, a passenger or freight carrying ship or boat or et cetera, a tube or canal such as an artery in which a body fluid is contained or conveyed or circulated, a person into whom some qualities such as grace is infused. See, in the Bible dictionary, the word vessel in Hebrew and Aramaic is keli, means something prepared. See, another definition is a material object that describes having one or more use, whether it's a weapon, a receptacle, an implement, a tool, or a utensil. In the temple or household activities, different implements or containers can be used to hold documents in the Old Testament. But there were vessels also in the New Testament of metal, glass, wicker, and leather. See, the vessel mostly used to hold liquid or dry products are utensil. But here is some information right now about Timothy. See, his name means honoring God. His mother name was Eunice and his grandmother name was Lois. But Timothy's father was a Greek, but his mother was Jewish. See, Paul wanted him to know how to exercise the spiritual gift by stirring it up that God has given him. So in 2 Timothy, the chapter 2, Paul was encouraging Timothy to hold on as a leader, as an apostle, and pastor because he is a vessel used by God. See, Paul was at Derbe and Lystra when he preached the gospel after being driven from Iconia. This is where he learned of Timothy's background as a disciple. See, the brethren in Lystra told Paul how faithful Timothy had been in the work of the ministry. See, his mother and grandmother taught him the scripture from youth. So Paul had him circumcised because of the Jewish law, because they knew that his father was Greek. So he was going to be accepted as an assistant under the leadership of Paul in Acts 16, verse 1-3. See, as they began to minister, they grew a strong bond in their relationship in the ministry as they preached the gospel in the church. See, there was many churches established in faith, and they increased in numbers daily. But Timothy kept traveling with Paul through many journeys, and through their ministry, they have established many churches by faith, and they grew strong to the Lord. See, Timothy and Paul faced many hardships and suffering, and their relationship grew strong as a son to a father, and he showed love and honor to his spiritual father. It says in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, the 1st through the 2nd verse, let as many servants that are under the yoke count their own master worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blaspheming. And they that have unbelieving masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefits. See, these things we need to teach and exhort so you can learn how to be a vessel used by God. See, Paul was in prison the second time in Rome, writing the last letter to Timothy to encourage him. See, Paul was teaching Timothy how to be a vessel used by God and how to be a good leader in the church. We all can learn from these principles as Paul was teaching Timothy for the work of God. To be a vessel used by God, there are some qualities and characteristics developed from within you in your heart, soul, mind, to equip the leaders and believers to do good work or serve for God. Number one, to be strong in the grace of God. In order to be strong in the grace of God, meaning you are not relying on your own strength, but trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ so he can endow you with the power of the Holy Spirit, as in Luke, the 24th chapter, the 49th verse, and Acts, the first chapter and the 8th verse. See, grace means the unmerited favor of God. It is the gift of God by accepting Jesus Christ's atoning work on the cross, where he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. See, his grace brought us our freedom from the bondage of sin and death. Because in Romans 6 chapter and 23rd verse, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Can you imagine how great his love is for us? See, sin wants to put a shackle on your life and keep you in fear, guilt, and shame. The devil knows as long as he can keep you confused and doubting salvation, he can gain another soul not going to heaven. He doesn't want you to go where he cannot return to. That's why he fell out of heaven, because he rebelled against God and his angels. See, believers, there is a reward for the children, the sons and daughters of God, that says in Revelation, the 22nd chapter and the 4th verse, it said, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither there shall there be no more pains, but the former things are passed away. See, this is a blessing of everlasting life with our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for his grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to help us so we can be a vessel used by God. The second thing is be an example to others. See, we've got to learn to help to teach, educate, and instruct and advise others how to make it through while standing in leadership position or a member in a congregation, so they can be faithful to the Lord by doing good work for God. Because it says in 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter and the 15th verse, study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, this will help us to avoid strife about the word, false doctrine, and divisions in the body of believers. So you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, according to John, the 8th chapter and the 32nd verse. See, when someone is skilled or trained in leadership and in any function of the church or on a job, need to know how to do a good work, they need to help others to do the same more effectively. It takes patience. It takes kindness. It takes temperance. It takes faith. It takes love. It takes peace and meekness and more in a believer's life to help others to serve the Lord or to be a responsible person on a job and to be a good worker in whatsoever position or assignment you have been given to do. The third thing is endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. See, this charge is for the ministers, the leaders, and the believers to stand firm in our faith and trust in the word of God. Because it says in Psalms 121, when it's time for hardship, verse 1 and 2 said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. See, there have been many times when you have to go through suffering in your life. Remember, our hope and assurance is in God alone. See, God made heaven and earth. So put your confidence in the word of God and his power to carry you through each situation. See, there is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And you got to remember they are there to help us, to lead and guide us, to save us. So when the situation is getting tough and rough and you feel like you can't make it through, just hold on a little while. Because I'm a living witness. You may not know how. You may not know when. But he is able to do anything but fail. See, whatsoever is in God's plan and purpose for your life and for his glory according to his will, he will work it out for you in that situation. Remember, he is our shield. He is our shelter and refuge in the time of storm on our journey. Because it says in Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. See, he can provide you and work things out and give you strength so you need it in a situation. See, he is not asleep or temporary record. He is all-powerful and an eternal refuge. See, there's no time to waver or straddle when making decisions and trying to be on both sides of an issue. See, there is a commitment and a responsibility for us to be a good soldier and do good work for the kingdom of God. See, we are in the family of God. God loves us because he didn't want to leave us in the condition we was in. See, he sent his son from heaven and come down to humanity to save us from the sins of the world. See, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was crucified, dead, and buried, and rose on the third day morning to reconcile us to God. So don't be ashamed of the gospel of God. Don't be ashamed to be called a child or daughter of God. Don't be ashamed to do the will of God when you're facing the critics, the mockers, and the scorners who are trying to hinder the good work that God has given you to do. The fourth thing, you got to remember that as a soldier in a military army, after they are trained, they make a pledge to serve the country through wars, tragedies, and terror threats. So do the believers, the ministers, and those who support the gospel. We are to stand firm in the word of God and do the work he has given us to do. See, we have to be steadfast and immovable, and we have to abound in the works of the Lord. See, the gift of the Lord that he has put within us is valuable and important for the glory of God. So by we doing the work, we are making it pleasing in his sight. Because it says in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 58th verse, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, the Lord will give you understanding in all things, according to verse 7. For we are sealed through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, will repent of our sins and believe that Jesus Christ has risen and accepting his finished work on the cross and accept him as our Lord and Savior. When the promise of the Holy Spirit comes, it comes to seal you as his own. See, Jesus knows who are his. So don't worry about the time when it seems like things are not working out. Don't stop doing good work because the Lord is observing everything that you do for him. See, our hope is an anchor in God that causes us to be encouraged, to reach forward to those things that are before us to do. As a vessel of God, we got to remember that Christ has won the victory for us so that when we finish our works down here on earth, there will be an internal reward in heaven. See, in verse 19 and verse 21, we must be sanctified and departed from iniquity to be a honor vessel for God. Sanctify means separate or set apart for God to be holy unto him. We are set apart in Christ for God. We are seen as holy by God because of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the shedding of his blood for the remission of our sin is made possible for us. We are to live a consecrated life to God. Because it says in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, the 3rd to the 4th verse, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication, that everyone should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. See, God requires holiness in our hearts and purity in our body because it's the vessel of our soul. See, the process of a Christian life is being sanctified and holy to God. We are the image of Christ. See, there are false teachers who say that no truth is in the word of God, and it doesn't matter anymore, but that's a lie. God's word would never change. The truth would stand and would make you free, because it says in Hebrews, the 4th chapter and 12th verse, for the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divided and sunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intention of the heart. We got to know this thing, that there are some people who profess to know Christ but don't, and their faith will fail, and they will turn back to the old nature, which is a vessel of wood and earth, and it will bring them dishonor. See, the word adamoni in the Greek word is meaning of iniquity or lawlessness, which means any sinful act that leads to any action that opposes to God's standard of righteousness. See, the consequences of this action will produce spiritual blindness so that the spiritual truth in the word of God is not visible to that person. This will bring guilt and spiritual death. But it says in Romans 6 chapter, the 12th to the 13th verse, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you shall obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. See, the enemy will try everything he can for you to believe a lie instead of the truth. Even though there are some times iniquity or sin will overtake or overcome a person in their life, but there's a time when a person will wake up from his grip and begin to call on Jesus to rescue them from his power. Wake up and realize that you don't have to obey the devil or the enemy anymore. See, God is omnipotent, all-powerful, who is able to deliver you out of the enemy's grip. See, as you repent from your sin and believe in him by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and put your trust in him for your salvation, then the spiritual death which is controlled by the power of Satan, will have no more bondage over you. You will be free from the slavery of sin and the fear of death. Because it says in Romans 6, chapter 23rd, verse, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. See, Jesus Christ purchased it with his blood on the cross. He prepared us for it so that we would have the right and the privileges of a child of a king and preserve us by accepting his gift, Jesus Christ, into your hearts and lives. It will bring you hope of eternal life with him in heaven. Do you want to be a vessel clean from the old nature and reconciled to God in Christ and be devoted in the service as a vessel used by God? When you lose your way, remember who you are in Christ. Go back to him in godly sorrows for your sin of unfaithfulness and surrender it all to him so that he will forgive you of your sins. Failure like Peter that denied him three times and he welcomed him back into his loving arms. But do it while you have the time. To those that are standing on the promises of God. See, the enemy sometimes try to bring up your past. But remember in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So don't let the enemy sit there and make you doubt who Jesus is. Jesus is the one that lifts us out of the harbor pit and the murky clay. It was Jesus that placed our feet on the rock to stay. So remember to meditate on the word of God to encourage yourself and others. Don't be ashamed of being a child or son of God. Remember these characteristics and qualities to encourage yourself and other believers and other leaders so they will stand on the doorpost of duty to do a good work for the Lord. And let these things abide within your heart, your soul, and your mind, and your life. So it, such as it will be, remember these things. Be strong in the grace. Help our brethren and sisters that labor in the gospels and other believers by teaching them and instruct them in the excellence of knowledge of his word. Endure hardness as a good soldier, knowing that your work is not in vain in the Lord. Be sanctified. Depart from iniquity so you can be set apart in Christ for God and to be cleansed from any sinful action that come against the knowledge of God. But remember to live to be a holy vessel of gold and silver, tried in the fire, meant for the master use to serve, for the kingdom of God. In other words, be a vessel used by God. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Elder Green, for that inspirational and powerful word. Praise God. A vessel used by God. And such a timely word for a time such as this. I ask the audience, are you a vessel? Are you a vessel that is used by God? The woman of God shared with us many points to allow us to be able to reflect on ourselves. And if you are a vessel to be used by God, I ask tonight, what kind of vessel are you? What kind of vessel are you? Are you that vessel that the woman talked about that is strong with the grace of God, and that vessel that is an example to others, and that vessel that doesn't mind enduring hardship for the things of God? Because in this world, the word of God tells us that, oh, yes, their trials, they're going to come. Oh, yes, the trials will come. Are you that kind of vessel that is able to endure the hardship and know that no matter what you may deal with or whatever you may be going through, that you can have the confidence in the word of God of knowing that that God is going to come through for you? Are you that kind of vessel? Are you the kind of vessel that's not ashamed, hallelujah, as the woman of God said tonight? Are you that vessel that's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that don't mind in this end time, oh, when it's not politically correct to call on the name of Jesus? Do you, in the presence of others, are you not ashamed to use the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ? Are you that vessel that doesn't mind standing firm on the things of God, no matter whether it's in favorable conditions or if it's in unfavorable conditions? And are you that kind of vessel that is sanctified, the woman of God said, and set apart, hallelujah, for the things of God, holy? We have a tendency, many of them seem to be afraid of that word, to shy away from the word of living a life that is holy. But you can't be ashamed of holiness, because we serve, hallelujah, a holy God. And so we're to be Christ-like. We're to be those that are that live a life that is consecrated unto God. Are you that repentant vessel? Hallelujah, that when you do things that are unpleasing to God, that you can go before him and doesn't mind repenting. Are you that vessel that knows how to forgive those that may have offended you? Are you the vessel that knows how to forgive? Are you a vessel of God tonight? Oh, what a powerful word, a vessel that can be used by God. Praise God for this powerful word that has gone forth tonight. And thank you, and praise God for the woman of God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for the Elder Green, for the woman of God, to bring forth this word. Amen.
Amen.
Are you a vessel used by God? Amen. She's been spoken about the leadership. As a believer, if you are a believer in Christ, this includes you. You're talking about you. Amen.
Amen.
Talking about you, me. You're talking about what's going on with God working out in our life. Amen. For a good workmanship in Christ Jesus, amen, to be as a good soldier.
Mm-hmm.
A good soldier knows how to be taught, be trained, amen. A good soldier knows how to withstand different hardship. A good soldier knows how to do what I'm told to do, amen. A good soldier knows how to be obedient, amen. That's sometimes you need to be obedient, trust God, and
mm-hmm.
obey, amen. Obey the word of God, obey the man and woman of God, amen. That we're going to seek out things for our good. Learn to be steadfast, unmovable. Learn to be strong and mighty in the things of God. Learn to keep on your armor morning, day, or night. Learn to keep the armor of God on no matter what your circumstances, praise God. Learn to be strong in the things of God, amen. Don't be ashamed of that. Learn to be strong in his might. God have an assignment for those that endure for a good work, amen. When you are fully anointed, when you are fully appointed, amen. When God give you an assignment, also he give you everything you need for that assignment, praise God. You get everything you need to endure. Amen. You get all the tools you need to. Spiritual tools you need to keep going strong. Apostle Paul knew about having different assignments. He being shipwrecked, praise God, among false brethren. He being tracked down. He being talked about, amen. He endured. He fought a good fight of faith, praise God. He fought a good fight of faith,
amen.
And he endured as a good soldier for Jesus Christ. He endured different things. And he wrote most of the New Testament, praise God. Amen. On the leadership of Paul. And he established churches in Timothy, praise God. And he taught Timothy many things. He taught Timothy many things about the word, how to make a stand, how to be strong in the things of God, praise God. And the woman of God was saying how you believe and stand firm on the word of God. Work till Jesus comes. You got work to do as a believer, as a child of the Most High God. Amen. You got work to do. And we are skilled in the thing that God called commands to do, to edify the body of Christ, edify the church, to edify one another, to build each other up, not to tear one another down, but to build each other, our brother and our sister, in the most holy faith, praise God, to build one another up, to strengthen us when you see a brother or sister weak in Christ, to pray for them, amen, to gather for them, to strengthen them, to help them in need, if they need certain things, to pray for them, praise God, to help them in need so they can be strong together, amen. One can say 1,000 to fight, and two can send 10,000 to fight, amen. And we learn to touch and agree, and learn how to agree together,
amen.
And as a child of Most High God. Is that so, so important to stand on the word of God, amen, to endure as a good soldier in the faith, to develop the strength in the ministry, in our home, in our family life, what God called us to do, to stand on the word of the living God, amen, the word of faith, amen, to believe in the blessing of God. Thank God for everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And learn to hold on, amen. Not just a little bit long, hold on for a lot longer, praise God. And there's no failure in God. There is no failure in our Heavenly Father, none whatsoever, praise God. You can trust in His Word, you can stand on His Word, and you can go strength in the Word of the living God. And God sent the Holy Ghost to send the Spirit of God to strengthen as our comforter, as our strength, and as our guide, and our guiding light, amen, to what He called commands to do as a child of the Most High God.
Amen, amen. Just as I listened to the woman of God, and she talked about this topic, a vessel used by God, it just allowed me to reflect on the scripture about that we must offer our bodies,
amen,
as living sacrifices. The only way that you will be able to be a vessel used by God is that you offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. That's what it should be, our reasonable service, to be able to offer ourselves to the Lord. And that's the only way that you will be able to be this vessel used by God that the woman of God talked about. As Pastor Jasper shared, we've got a work to do, saints, brothers and sisters of the Most High God. We've got a work that God has called for us to do for a time such as this. There is a remnant that is in the earth that God is calling forth, a remnant of His people that must take a stand, that must take a stand. There's going to come times where there are brothers and already being persecuted in other countries,
amen,
for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't know what as far as here in the United States, what that's going to look like for us as believers. But we pray and we depend on the word of God, knowing that no matter what, as long as you stand on God's word, the Holy Spirit and Almighty God will prevail. But God is giving us an opportunity right now, a chance to be able to delve into His word, a chance to be ready, a chance to be able to be that vessel used by God. As the elders used to say, they say, I got a charge. There's a charge to keep, I have, and a God to glorify. We've got a work to do. Oh, yes, we do, brothers and sisters. We've got a work to do. And so you've got to be ready. You have got to get into God's word, get into right relationship with God, and allow yourself to be that living sacrifice, so that you can be, hallelujah, that vessel that is used by God. Hallelujah. We just
amen.
Give God praise and honor and glory for this powerful word tonight, this clarion call, this time to do some reassessing of ourselves, praise God, to make sure by the grace of God that we're living a life that makes us a worthy vessel. Ha, hallelujah. A worthy vessel used by the Father God.
Amen.
We're going to go ahead at this time and open up our lines for comments from our listening audience. If you would like to be able to share, if God has laid on your heart words of wisdom to be able to share on this topic, a vessel used by God, just simply go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to, at this time, be able to hear from our studio audience. Or if you just like to bring a word that will encourage the woman of God tonight, hallelujah, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to be able to hear from you. We're talking tonight about a vessel used by God. Are you a vessel tonight that can be used by God? Are you of doing what God has called forth for you to do, to to be able to share in the advancing of God's kingdom. Praise God. We have one caller. Your last four digits are 6769. Go right ahead, please.
I just want to thank God for the woman of God tonight for the message that
Amen.
Elder Maddie Green shared with us tonight. It has truly encouraged my walk with God. It has truly enlightened me to understand that as I'm a vessel being used by God, that I have to continue in this walk no matter what Satan tries to do, no matter how Satan tries to throw the doubts and the pitfalls and the things like that, that I have to stand firm and be a true vessel for God. I know as I was listening to her tonight, it's just a song came to my mind, and it said, "You gave me my hands to reach out to man, to show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears. I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears?" It said, "Lord, I'm available to you. My will I
Amen.
Give to you. I'll do what you say do, Lord. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to
yeah.
say my storage is empty, but I am available to you." And I thank God tonight for the word about being a vessel for God, because we're containers that God wants to fill up to be used in his service. And I just thank God for that tonight. And I ask each of you to continue to keep me and my family in prayer. And I thank God. I just want to have a quick praise report that tomorrow, well, you know, the sun is down now, so it might be a new day going. We might got to start celebrating tonight. But tomorrow, June 8th, is my husband and I will be celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary. And I just thank God for my husband, Deacon Michael Strayhorn. Yes, and I just thank God for keeping us and, you know, keeping us together and our two children he has blessed us with and our granddaughter. And I just thank God for that tonight. And I ask you that know the word of God to continue to pray for me and my family. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you,
wow.
Elder Lisa Strayhorn. And, yes, we celebrate
yes.
with you
Praise
and Deacon Michael on your 35th wedding
Lord.
Anniversary.
Amen.
Praise God. What a tremendous blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you for those words of encouragement and the sharing on the topic of a vessel used by God. Praise God. What a powerful word. Yes, and thank you for encouraging the woman of God. We have to, as those that are a part of the body of Christ, we have to be able also to know that how to go about encouraging one another in the Lord, because the enemy, he tries to rear his head, and especially if you are out doing a work for the kingdom of God, but God. And that's why it's so very important that our brothers and sisters just gather around us, and those that know the Lord, when you see a man or woman of God, encourage them, hallelujah, in the Lord. They need to know they're pouring out to others, and they need to be able to have those to hold their arms up
Amen.
And encourage them. That's so very important. Is there another tonight, praise God, anyone else that would like to share on the topic, a vessel used by God? A vessel used by God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God. We thank God for the woman of God. Oh, we have one. Praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 4848. Go right ahead. Hallelujah. Minister, go ahead.
We thank the Lord for Elder Maddie Green. We thank the Lord for her passion, her the fire that is in her spirit, and that we are so encouraged. You said a clarion call. You hear the trumpet of God sounding. It's the saints arming themselves, taking up our swords of the spirit, coming up to the wall, standing as those soldiers
who are clothed in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ, fixing our hearts and our minds set for the battle that is set before us, to stand and fight the good fight of faith, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, who endured the shame and the cross, that we might be more than conquerors through him who has loved us, who has already given us the victory. All we have to do is stand and gird ourselves with strength, gird ourselves with a mind to serve and to honor our King and to honor our Lord and to fight this fight, the good fight of faith. Even as Paul exhorted his spiritual son, Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. And so that is what Elder Green is exhorting the people of God to do. We have the victory. We are clothed in the righteousness and in the strength of our God. And all we have to do is to stand and to move forward, loving one another, standing in faith with one another, even as you are saying, encouraging one another in the things of God. And we stand encouraged tonight by this powerful word to be a vessel of honor, to be a vessel to be used by God. And we just praise God for the ministry of Elder Matty Green, and we thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you, Minister Hilton. And thank you so much for those words of encouragement. Praise God. I just want to share where my sister, Elder Matty Green, is concerned. Every time that she ministers, she's a woman of God that sometimes the enemy tries to attack her in the physical. But God. When she allows her natural to be joined with God's supernatural, and the anointing power of Almighty God comes upon her, oh my God, and she comes and she's able to bring forth such a powerful word in the Lord, she is nothing but a living, walking, breathing, moving testimony, hallelujah, of the power of our God. And I thank God for her, and I thank God for her, and thank God so much for this word that she brought forth tonight and encouraging us as children of the Most High God. So we just give God all praise. We give God all honor and glory for this word that has gone forth. And Elder Matty, we thank God for you, praise God.
Amen.
And we want to go ahead and get ready to close out our program, but we want, if there's anyone, hallelujah, on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, allow tonight, don't wait, allow tonight to be your opportunity and your time to make a decision to receive God, receive Jesus Christ into your life as Lord and Savior, making the greatest decision that you'll ever make in your life. It is as simple as A, B, and C. Just accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and confessing with your mouth, asking God, asking the Lord Jesus to come into your life and to take residence and be the head of your life for the rest of your life. And if you made that simple declaration, praise God, we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight. And we give God all the praises. The angels of heaven rejoice at but one turning their lives around and receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for the opportunity in your receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and close out this broadcast. Praise God. Pastor Jasper, if you'll go ahead and close us out in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we thank God for this. We thank God for this word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessings coming from the woman of God, Elder Matty Green. Lord, thank God for bringing that powerful word, Father, Lord. Bless her, keep her, guide her, Lord. Strengthen her, Father, Lord, to continue to be a vessel of the Most High God, Father, a vessel of Yahweh, Father, a vessel of Elohim, Father, a vessel of Jehovah, Father, a vessel of Almighty God, the great I Am, Father, Lord. Use us as a living sacrifice unto you, Father, Lord, a living holy sacrifice unto God. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy, Lord. We thank you for this word. Thank you for this hour, this time, Lord. Thank you for your prayer upon your people, Lord. Bless them, Lord, 100-fold. Bless them 1,000-fold. Bless them 10,000-fold, Lord. You bring forth your word and use it. And you see fit, Father, to glorify your name, to also upbuild your kingdom, Father, here on this earth. We thank you so much for your holy word, your Holy Spirit. Let thine will be done to your honor, to your glory, to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now may God bless, watch over, and keep each one of you and grant you his grace and his peace as you go forth to advance his holy kingdom. In Jesus' name,
and to God be
all the glory. Have an awesomely blessed week and a good night. Thank you for tuning in.
We've been called for to show his excellence. Hey. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I'm working miracles. I live a life of favor. We've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show his excellence.
All I require, for life, God has given me.
I know who I am.
wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see you?